episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
The conversation recently is all about inflation, as unexpected numbers came out last week for CPI, PPI, and future inflation expectation. And then, of course, there was that pesky little oil hack giving those in the Southeast a panic attack at the gas pumps, and the rest of us a little lighter wallet when we went to fill up. So what is inflation, and why do we care? Inflation can occur in nearly any product or service, including need-based expenses such as housing, food, medical care, and utilities, as well as want-based expenses such as cosmetics, automobiles, jewelry, and homes. Central banks such as the Federal Reserve in the United States monitor inflation. The Fed has an inflationary target of an average 2%. And adjust monetary policy to try to combat inflation if prices rise too much or too quickly. We've been talking for months about how inflation was expected to go up in May, and it did. The problem is it increased more than expected. Based on inflation being a rolling 12-month average, the drops in prices we had when the country shut down last March, April, and May of 2020 guaranteed us a higher inflation today as those numbers rolled off that 12-month average. I mean, that's just math. But what was not in the equation was the intensity of commodity pricing, workforce shortages, and oil hackers to impact the cost of goods sold. The cost of commodities, i.e. lumber, steel, crops, have not been this high since 2011. A rebound in the world's largest economies as we all start to take our masks off, poor weather this spring, and a lack of workers all contributed to the latest jump in commodity pricing. The soaring cost of raw materials are in turn raising the prices of everything, from toilet paper to computers to cars. These rolling commodities roll into products and can affect inflation. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, was released last week by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The CPI measures what you and I feel at the grocery store or at the mall and home prices, medical care, deductibles, etc. And boy, did it jump. I mean, the headline number jumped from 2.6 to 4.16, the largest increase since September 2008. The core, which strips out food and gas, jumped to 2.96. both well above the Fed's 2% average target. Does it feel like food costs more? It's rising twice as fast as it did pre-COVID. Used cars soared 21%. Rent is up 2%. And we all know what home prices are doing. Retail sales is also running out of steam. As stimulus checks are gone and sticker shock sets in, this is impacting our spend on a daily basis and impacting the homes we build. It will also push interest rates up, compounding the effect of higher home prices, both new and existing. As inflation goes up, so goes bonds. Bonds are a fixed income investment, and as the cost of things go up, the price for those bonds must go down to provide a greater return for their buyers, to keep up with inflation. As the prices go down on the bonds, their rate and our rates go up. It's an inverse relationship. So it's not likely that we'll see mortgage rates below the current consumer price index. So based on our 12-month rolling average, could we see rates pop up this summer? We could. Could we see them drop down slightly in the fall? We could as well. It all depends on the other economic factors, including the wage inflation and raw materials. I mean, the best way to view the direction of mortgage interest rates in our recovering economy is a bit like a dance, taking two steps forward and one step back. While economists agree that rates are going up, it will not be a straight line. They may jump and then they'll fall, sometimes irrationally. Yet in their step back, they'll rarely fall enough to truly make up for those first two steps. And ultimately, if you're looking to refinance or purchase while you have missed the bottom of the rates, now is the best time. Talk to your lender, hopefully me, and secure that refinance. Evaluate your financials, and if buying, stay in the fight. Keep putting offers in, because waiting, it just got more expensive. Nicole Ruth, the Ruth Team of Fairway Mortgage, looking forward to serving you.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at TheDoubleCommaClub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Ruth Team on YouTube or visit our site, theruthteam.com.